Welcome to Your Classicals Rhapsody in Black from APM, where we turn up the voices of Black artists in the world of classical music. I'm Vernon Neal. Margaret Bonds grew up in a home that was a gathering place for young Black artists, writers, and musicians in Chicago. Her dad, Monroe Majors, was a pioneering Black physician. Her mom, Estella Bonds, was an organist and a music teacher. In fact, her first music lessons were with her mom. She was just 5 years old when she composed her first piece called Marquette Street Blues. In high school, she studied piano and composition with Florence Price, who was a frequent guest at the Bonds home. Margaret Bonds first came into the public eye in 1932. That's when she won a competition established by Rodman Wanamaker, heir to the Wanamaker department store fortune. Her entry was a song called Sea Ghost. The following year, she was the first Black soloist to appear with the Chicago Symphony Orchestra. In 1934, she appeared as piano soloist again in Florence Price's Piano Concerto. Bonds graduated with two music degrees from Northwestern University. There were only a handful of Black students at Northwestern at the time, so you can't even imagine the racism and hostility she encountered. However, that's also where she discovered the poetry of Langston Hughes, including one of his best-known poems, The Negro Speaks of Rivers.
I've known rivers. I've known rivers.
In an interview years later, Margaret Bonds said of that poem, "I'm sure it helped my feelings of security." Because in the poem, he tells how great the Black man is. And if I had any misgivings, which I would have to have, here you are in a setup where the restaurants won't serve you. You're going to college, you're sacrificing, trying to get through school. And I know that poem helped save me. Margaret Bonds eventually met Langston Hughes, and they began a lifelong musical collaboration and friendship. Her cantata, Ballad of a Brown King, is based on texts by Langston Hughes. It's about King Balthazar, the Brown King, one of the three wise men that visited baby Jesus. After she rescored the cantata for full orchestra in 1960, Margaret decided to dedicate that version to Dr. Martin Luther King Jr. Margaret Bonds promoted the work of Black musicians throughout her life, and she composed works that addressed racial issues of the times. Her activism and her artistry paved the way for many Black musicians who have followed in her footsteps. This is Rhapsody in Black from APM, with technical assistance from Derek Ramirez and support from Julie Yamacher, Elizabeth Iverson, Andrea Blaine, Kevin O'Connor, and Scott Blankenship. You can hear more on yourclassical.org or download episodes wherever you get your podcasts. I'm Vernon Neal.